Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin, and we just read Chav Vav Mabez. We are a few lines from the bottom, but let's review what sugya came up yesterday. So yesterday, the last couple of minutes, we discussed the shita of Rav, or actually Machlokes is going to be between Rav and Shmuel. So what does Rav say? The second line on Chav Vav Mabez, so Rav said as follows: if there are five brothers, three of them are married to sisters, and then the three brothers who are married to sisters die, one after another. That was the Ukipta that we said, Lamaskana. Let's say Reuben and Shimon are the oldest brothers, they're not married to sisters. Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all died. So now, first, Mrs. Levi died. And then Reuben did Chalitza to her. And then Mrs. Yehuda died. And Shimon did Chalitza to her. Both of those are total, full, regular Chalitzas, because they could have done Yibum, and they chose to do Chalitza, so that's their choice, and Chalitza is fine, and that potters, let's say, if Reuben and Shimon had, if Levi and Yehuda had other wives, that's fine. The issue is when the third brother dies. When the third brother dies, again, Levi, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, they all die. When the third brother dies, Yisachar, so now this woman, this Yavama, to each of the two brothers left, is Achos Chalutzaso, is the sister of a woman that they already did Chalitza to. So therefore, both of them are not allowed to do Yibum, and therefore this Chalitza is deemed deficient. This Chalitza is deemed not the best kind of Chalitza, because that was the Rav's Chiddush of yesterday. When is there a perfect Chalitza? When you could have done Yibum and you chose to do Chalitza. That's when Chalitza takes the place of Yibum. But if you couldn't have done Yibum because there was a problem with the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, so then that is called a low-level deficient Chalitza, and therefore that Chalitza would not pater all of the, in both cases, as we'll see today, all of the brothers or all of the women. Yesterday we were talking about all of the brothers. And therefore, each of the brothers, in this case, both of the two brothers that are left, have to do chalitza to this woman. That's what Rav Shita was. Tzarech lachzer akol ha'achin. Because this is a low-level deficient chalitza, she has to be machzir on all the brothers in order to get chalitza. That was what we said yesterday. So let's just read that last teretz again. In the middle of the Yom, lo tzricha drafa b'zerach hazeh. They fell one after another. They die. Nafla chad achalas la Reuven. Levi died. So Reuven does chalitza to his wife. Nafla idach. The second brother died. Achalas la Shimon. So then Shimon does chalitza to the other wife. So far, so good. But then nafla idach. The third brother died. So now this woman is achos chalutzaso, so therefore Yibum is not possible. There's an Issur d'Rabbanan to do Yibum to the sister of your chalutza. So chalas lahai mafka zikaso. So then each of them have to break their own zika. Chalas lahai mafka zikaso. Period. Let's just finish it, then we'll talk about it for a minute. V'hama Rav ein zika. Doesn't hold of the principle of ein zika, meaning the Yavam and Yavama's relationship is not really a quasi-marriage. So what do you mean there's a concept of zika to each of the brothers? Why would each of them have to do it? So, l'devar yomer yesh zika kamar. You're right, Rav himself holds ein zika, but he's talking according to the Madamar that yesh zika, so then this would be the rule. So we'll get back to that line later. It'll be important in terms of halacha l'maisa. Ask Rav Shimon Shkap, what's the svara to say that a low-level chalitza doesn't work for all the brothers? The Torah comes up with a chiddush. The Torah says, let's say you generally have five women and you have five brothers. One brother does chalitza or yibib to the one of the sisters or one of the wives, and that's it. All of a sudden, Rav comes up and says, yeah, but if it's a low-level chalitza, then all the brothers have to do chalitza. What is it? What, why is that? The whole thing is a chiddush, that one thing works for all the brothers. So why would you say that just because you can't do yibim here, the chalitza wouldn't be good enough? So he says, in Chedusha Reb Shimon, here, in not in Shar Yoshar, here in Yevamis, Chedusha Reb Shimon, he says, L'chora, k'moshe b'zika shleima mahani chalitza shel achas l'shnia, k'mochein im shtein zekukos geruos, tifter achas sarasa. Remember, they both have a bad zika here. It's not like one is better than the other, which we'll get to later today. But in this case, let's say the case of the five brothers, and then they each did chalitza to one of the two sisters, and now the third brother dies, and now you have the third sister, so they each can't do yibim. It's each achos chalutzaso. So why shouldn't one chalitza be enough? So he says, ulanir lani es daiti, he says it must be as follows. D'ikir ha'inyin shegilsa Torah, shechalitza v'yibim shel achas v'ayivamos poteres sarasa. The fact that generally all you need is one, one brother, one Yavama. That must be because Mishum Shahaisa Horas HaTorah, the Torah is telling you, Shedai Lamataras Hayibum Kishemiyabim Ocholitz Yavam Echad La'achas Minashi Ameis. What's the Mataras Hayibum? Is his Lashon. What's the goal? What's the purpose here? The goal, the purpose here is to have hakam Hashem for the dead brother. And therefore, if this person does, one person does Yibam, that's the Tachlis, that's the Matara of the hakam Hashem. Or if he could have done it and he does a Chalitza, that is also a fulfillment of hakam Hashem somewhat, meaning it, maybe it's a total rejection of it. The base chalutz hanal, but either way, you know, in a case where yibam is fulfilled, or in a case where yibam could have been fulfilled, that chalitz is done instead, that is a fulfillment of the mataras hatorah, as he calls it. Pizen nirlani is daiti. Therefore, he says hecha de kalisha zika. If the zika is weakened, mistaver is logical. The lekapi agavna hayinyana. If you do something and you're in a weakened state of zika, so who says that's what the Torah wants? Who says that's enough? Who says that's the mataras haTorah? Shekalachad poteres es chaverta v'chena yevamin kiva delo chashiva kalachas ki yevama gemura lomar debaachas mehen ika hashlamas mataras haTorah. Who says that you need another one? Who says you fulfilled? Maybe the Torah in this case wants you to do more. Wants all the brothers to do it. Wants all the yevamas to do it. V'chena mika kama achin, because you just don't know. We don't know if the mataras haTorah has been fulfilled. If you have a strong zika and you could be married, or you reject that complete zika, so then you could say that you've been mashlim the mataras haTorah, and that would be enough. But here, really, says Rav Shimon, you don't really know. So because you don't really know, so that's why you have to cover your bases and do chalitza or yibam to from all of do chalitza from all the brothers. Yeah.
Is
lechora derab? Well, even if you say yizika, we said it's derabana lechora. Even on a Durabana level, you have to say. On a Durabana level. Okay. That is one. And just one other Ha'ara, and then we'll get to the Shita of Shmuel. And that is, what did our Gemara say? Gemara said that Lamaisa, Rav Shita was, if this is an inferior Chalitza, which means what? What makes it inferior? That you couldn't do Yibum, so then we say one Chalitza is not enough, you have to get Chalitza from all of the brothers in order to pater this woman. So, one point, but really two steps. Step number one. Bizman hazeh, we are in the state the past 1,000 years of cherem derbeinu gerushim, meaning a man cannot marry two women. What happens if a man is married and his brother dies, and now, you know, he has to do yibam or chalitza to this woman? So does, this is the first machlokas, does cherem derbeinu gerushim apply even in the case of a mitzvah of yibam? Like, we know bizman hazeh that we only do chalitza, but theoretically, I mean, we do chalitza because, you know, for various reasons, which we'll get to later, Abishal and Aflamates, but theoretically, is makam mitzvah here? So if a man is married already, and now his brother dies, would we allow yibam to take place post-cherem derabeinu gershim? Or do we say that cherem derabeinu gershim applies even b'makam yibam? If there's a brother that's not married, so then fine, let him do the yibam, because there's no cherem derabeinu gershim there. But is there, do we allow it? That's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. It's a machlokes in Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph. You don't have to look so far. Siman Aleph, Sif Yud. The Rishulchan Aruch Paskins Lakula. Well, it depends which is cool, which is chomer. He allows it. Rabbi Gershom, Hechrim al Anose al Ishto, Aval Biyavam alo Hechrim. V'chein ba'arusa. Says the Rishulchan Aruch that there is no Cherem Rabbi Gershom in the case of Yavama. Meaning, if a man's married already to another woman, he can marry the other woman. This is a mitzvah. Not stam, he's trying to take another wife. It's a mitzvah. That is the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah argues. So, Amnam Yeshchokim, Vesirle Techer Derbe Negeshe Noik, Afilu B'makam Mitzvah, V'yafilu B'makam Yibum, V'tzarech Lachlos. Machlokas Machayim in the Ramah. With that Machlokas in mind, if we assume like the Ramah, who says that what? That we don't allow it. So, do we now consider every Chalitza done today a Chalitza Psula? And therefore, every brother will always have to do chalitza? Because after all, what did Rav just say? According to Rav, we'll get to whether we pass it this way, but let's say according to Rav, that every time you cannot do yibum because there's a halachic impediment, then your chalitza is deemed inferior. And if it's inferior, so then maybe you should say that, and Rav says, because it's inferior, so it doesn't work for all the brothers have to do their own chalitza. So bisman hazeh, according to the Ramah, if a person's married already, that he's not allowed to do yibam. If he's not allowed to do yibam, maybe his chalitza should be deemed inferior, and therefore every brother should have to do chalitza. This is a discussion in the Achronim, whether we would make each of the brothers do it, or we say, no, really, Chayda Bina Gershom is really something external, really, Yibam is Shayach here, it's a different type of halachic problem. Either way, that is an interesting machlokas that comes up from this sugya. Okay, so that is all the Shita of Rav. Rav says that, again, in the case, what was the Lamaskana case of Rav? There were five brothers, three of them died one after another. After each of the brothers died, chalitza was done to the wife. So the first two chalitzas were perfect. The first two chalitzas, the first sister died, chalitza. The second sister died, the other brother chalitza. The third sister died, that's achos chalutzaso, yibam cannot be done, and therefore, Rav says, each of the brothers have to do chalitza. Ushmuel Amar, three lines from the bottom. So Shmuel comes along and argues, Ushmuel Amar, echad choleitz l'kulan. No, one brother is choleitz to all of them. We'll get to what that means. One brother, the pashas of Shmuel now, one brother, Reuven, can do chalitza to all the wives, all the sisters. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Michti, shamina leil Shmuel to amar chalitza ma'aliyah be'inan. We have a source, as we're about to say, that Shmuel holds, if there's a better or a worse chalitza that could be done, there are two brothers. What, they both could perform chalitza, but one of them in a perfect way, or a better way, and one of them in a worse way. So Shmuel always says, as we'll see, the better chalitza is the one that is effective. And the other one might be if you do an inferior chalitza in relative terms to the one that could be done, so that might help out the woman you did chalitza to. But it doesn't help out her co-wives as follows. Tiyamar Shmuel. Shmuel says, what's this case? This is the case that we're going to talk about, the whole Amud Aleph. So let's get it down pat. What's the case? Rashi explains. Let's say you have three brothers. This is the case of Shmuel. You have three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. One brother that married to sister dies. So now, the third brother, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. So Levi does chalitza to Reuven's wife. Fine. Reuven has other wives. Shimon also has other wives. So now when Reuven does chalitza to... when Levi does chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, so fine, that's a good chalitza, nothing wrong with it, and her other wives are Niftar, the Tsaris. But now Shimon dies. Among the group of these Yevamis that now fall to Levi is Achos Chalutzaso. He already did chalitza to the first one, and now one of the group of the Shimon's wives is the sister, the one he already did chalitza to, plus a bunch of other wives. So is there any adifus for which woman he should do chalitza to? To the Achos Chalutzaso, or to the Tsaros of the Achos Chalutzaso? Is there any adifus? So says Shmuel, yes, because the Achos Chalutzaso is a low-level chalitza. That Zika is really kind of broken, because you're not allowed to do Yibam to Achos Chalutzaso. The Tsaros is a step removed. Tsaros of the Achos Chalutzaso would be a better chalitza. So Shmuel says, Cholat fa'achios, if Levi does chalitza to the sister of the one he did chalitza to, lo niftru tsaros, the co-wives of that sister would not be niftar, because that is called an inferior relative, relative to the other women that he could do chalitza to. So this chalitza is considered inferior, and therefore it does not pater the other wives. Mashma, we'll get to this later, that if he would have done chalitza to the other wives, then it would pater the achios, because to be poter, the other women, as long as you do the best chalitza that you can, it would be good enough. So if that's true, and we'll get back to that case per se afterwards, but now we'll just finish the question. Again, what's the question? Shmuel says in our case, on Amud Beis, Shmuel said that in the case of the five brothers, and three of them died, three of them were married to sisters, what does Shmuel say? One brother could do chalitza, and then to all the wives. So ask the Gemara, why should that be true? Heichad the kaima chalitza de Shimon, chalitza ksheira. Let's say the case that we were talking about. Five brothers. Reuven dies, and let's say the case exactly like the words of the Gemara. The first brother dies, which happens to be Levi. The first brother dies, so Reuven does chalitza to Mrs. Levi. And then Yehuda dies. So what does Shmuel say? Reuven can do chalitza again. Why should Reuven be able to do chalitza? There's a better chalitza that could be done. Shimon could do chalitza. And there's nothing wrong with that chalitza. It's a perfect chalitza. So why does Shmuel say that all of them can do chalitza, or all of them can be chalitza can be done by the same brother? That's what the Gemara says now. Heichad the kaima chalitza to Shimon chalitza ksheira. If Shimon has the possibility right now of doing a chalitza ksheira, chalitza Reuven chalitza psula, would we allow Reuven to do a chalitza psula, a low level chalitza? Because this is already the sister of the one he already did chalitza to. So kasha on Shmuel. Answers again. What's the kasha? Let's focus. It's not just we're talking about two different cases: the five brother case and the three brother case. In the five brother case, Shmuel says that the same brother could do chalitza to all three sisters. Why should he be able to do that? What after the first sister, the other ones are achos chalutza. So, and in this case of the three brothers, he says that you always have to do the best chalitza. And if you don't do the best chalitza possible, what is the best chalitza? The what's ability that's the most mutter. So if you don't do the best chalitza possible, it's not effective for the other people in the relationship. So the Gemara says, you're right. My echad cholitz lakula nami kamar, I am sois. What does Shmuel mean? We misunderstood Shmuel. When Shmuel said echad cholitz lakulan, he means to the third sister. Meaning, Reuven does chalitza to the first one, Shimon does chalitza to the second one, and now, at this stage, Reuven and Shimon are equal. Reuven and Shimon both did chalitza to one of the three sisters, so the third sister is here, so now there's no one better. So, plukulan means one brother does to two of them. That's what it means. So Gemara says, v'ha kulan kamar. It says kulan. So it says kulan. Kulan means three, not two. So the Gemara says, kiva deruba gabe kari le kulan. No, because it's two out of three, we'll call kol, even though it's rogue. We'll call it kol, rubo, kikulo, as we'll talk about in a minute, but let's just finish first. Ibayis ema, or a different chilek between the two cases. Kika amar Shmuel chalitza ma'alya be'inon. When do we say, when does Shmuel require the best chalitza possible? Hani michi lemiftar tsarasa. That's in order to have the power to allow this, the sorrows of this woman to be freed with this chalitza, then you need the best chalitza possible. Aval miftara nafsha patra. But what about just to make herself free to the shuk? So then, even an inferior one. What did Shmuel say before? Echad cholitz lekulan. That one, the man could do chalitza to all the women. But each woman involved is now free. What was Shmuel talking about in the second case? Is this chalitza strong enough to patra the co-wives? So that's already something else. For that, you would need the best chalitza possible. Period. Then we're going to get onto the case again, new, but this is the end of this section. 2 points. Number one is, some of the Achronim discuss, why should there be a difference between what a woman needs herself to go out to the shuk versus what other women need to have done to their co-wife in order for them to be free? What's the difference? What was this last case? This last line of the Shmuel says, oh, a bad chalitza, that's good enough to make her free, but it's not good enough to make her co-wives free. That's why the B'ri Adafi here quoted Chedusha Reb Nachum. Chedusha Reb Nachum, who says, what's the difference? So he explains, what happens when a woman, let's say there are three women that are married to the same guy, and they all fall to Yibam. So what happens, lumdus, conceptually, when one of them gets chalitza done to them? So says Reb Nachum that the woman that got chalitza done to her, she had a zika, and that zika is broken, is cut. Chalitza cuts the zika. What about the other women? The other women, nothing's cut there. Their zika just dissipates. Their chalitza disappears. It's not that it's cut, it disappears. So if that's true, so then it could very well be that you have different rules. If you have a low level chalitza, could cut your zika, but who says that's strong enough to make the others dissipate, to disappear?
The zika was equal for all three of them.
Even if the zika was equal, so usually if the zika is equal, and if you have a strong chalitza, a perfect chalitza, then that could do both. That cuts this woman's, it makes the other ones disappear. But if it's a low-level, inferior chalitza, something could have been done better, so that's where already, because different things happen, so that's why you'd be able to say that the halacha is differently. By a low-level zika, you can only help this woman out, but not the other woman. This wouldn't work out so well with the gemara we had earlier, with the gemara on daf, what was that gemara? On daf yud, called all this sister a shliach of the other yavamis. That doesn't work out so well, because that would sound like the same thing is happening. Okay. Number one. Number two, Ruba Kakulo. So because he did chalitza to two out of three. So that's why it's called kol. suppose some connect this to the Tosfos in Baba Kama. Tosfos Baba Kama Chav Zayin, where the Gemara there says, "Ein hochin b'mamon achar rov." You never follow the rov when it comes to mamonis, right? If and the Gemara also talks about nefashos. The Gemara the Tosfos there asks, again, it's a much discussed Tosfos. How do we follow the rov if it's ein hochin b'mamon achar rov? So how do we follow the rov by Bezdin? By Bezdin. Bezdin has a majority. So how do we follow the rove by Bezdin? If it ain't Holchan, but Mamon Achar Arov. So Tosfos on Chav Zayin Mabei says, when it comes to a Bezdin, that's not Holchan Achar Arov. That's what's called Rubo Kikulo. The majority turns into the Ko. And therefore, Chashiv Hamiyut Kimi She'eno. Okay, it's an important Tosfos. And maybe at the end, as we always say, we'll discuss it more when we finish. But first, I want to leave time for the rest of the Yamin. Okay, so we'll come back to that Tosfos of Rubik Akulo, but the Gemara here sounds like it, that even though it's a rove, you'll call it kol. There's another concept, not just holchan achar rove, but Rubik Akulo. Okay, Gufa, seventh line, first word, Gufa. Shmuel is about to make three statements. One of them we already had. The basic yesod of everything that Shmuel is about to say, and the rest of the Amud is, if you have two different possibilities of chalitza, one of them would be halachically better than the other one, so then the better one would pater even the co-wives. But the worse one would only pater this woman, but would not pater the co-wives. That's the yesod of Shmuel. Again, you have two different women here that you could do, or two different brothers. We'll get to it. Two chalitzas that are possible. One is, for some reason, considered a worse chalitza to do than the other one. One's better, one's worse. So Shmuel is going to tell us, if you do the better one, so then that pathers this woman and all of her co-wives. If you do the worse one, it might pather this woman, but it's not going to pather the co-wives. Okay, Shmuel's going to say three cases. Number one, Omar Shmuel, the first one, we've had her in. 1, 2, and 3. Number one, Chalatz la'achyos lo nifteru tzaros. Again, the case is three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. Brother number one dies, so Reuven, so Levi does chalitza to Reuven's wife, and now all of Reuven's wives are niftar. But now Shimon dies. Shimon dies, so now the sister of the woman who Levi did chalitza to is also one of the Yavamis. Right, because Levi already did chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, and now Mrs. Shimon, who's Mrs. Reuven's sister, falls to him. So says Shmuel, this woman, the Zika, is much worse than the other co-wives, because he already did chalitza to this woman's sister. So it's best, says Shmuel, to do chalitza to the other wives. But let's say you didn't, so it depends. Chalatz la'achyos, if you did chalitza to the sisters, so l'niftu tzaros. The co-wives are not nifta, because that's a worse chalitza. L'tzaros, but if you did chalitza to the co-wives, niftaru achyos, that would pot to the sisters, because that's the best chalitza that you could do. The Gemara we'll talk about later on, aren't tzaros also usher? Why are they better? We'll talk about that later. Case number one. Case number two. Chalatz la'ba'alas haget. Let's say, again, three brothers, and no sisters. This is why you don't have to think about sisters. For some reason, the brother gives one of these women a get. A get. Yibam chalitza. Gives her a get. So the halacha is, once you give a woman a get, so then she's nifsal. You can never do yibam or chalitza to that woman. She's finished. Right? That's at least yibam. You can't marry her, because get already is like, you're already pushing her away. Therefore, we do not allow midrabanan. Midaraisa, this get is meaningless. Midaraisa, you need Yibam or Chalitza. But Midarabanan, we say you've already ruined this relationship. So says the Gemara. So this woman who got the get is in a worse state of Zika than the co-wives. So again, Shmuel says, Chalas the Ba'alas Haget lo nifter at Tzara. If he then does Chalitza to the Ba'alas Haget, to the one he had given the get to, then the Tzaras are not Niftar. With Tzara, nifter is Ba'alas Haget. But the Tzara, the Tzaras of this Ba'alas Haget are in a better situation, and therefore they would be able to pater the one who had received the get. And case number three, out of three, chalas labalas a maimar. What if a man does maimar? Remember we said maimar is the kiddushin derabanan that were enacted before a man does yibum. He does this maimar, which is a kiddushin derabanan. So let's say he does maimar to a woman, then all of a sudden he does chalitza to that woman. The chalitza for, he could have done yibum. Look, this is what he did. He did maimer to a woman, and then he did chalitza to the woman. So then, that chalitza is not a perfect chalitza. Why? Because he still needs a get to get rid of this woman. to be niftar from this woman. So that's a low level chalitza. So in that case, lo niftar tsarasa. The tsara would not be patered. With tsara, but if you would do chalitza to the co-wife of the Baal HaSamaymar, niftara Baal HaSamaymar. So then the Baal HaSamaymar would be able to go off, because again, that would be a case where the better chalitza was done. And adkan divrei Shmuel. Again, how do you choose? So, good question. We've said that the oldest brother is the one that does it. But which wife generally you choose? The Gemara doesn't have here Shmuel is saying you better have to choose the better one. If there's a halachic difference between the two, always choose the one with the least halachic problems. But you're asking, what about in a general case? Not sure if there are rules. Have to look it up. So says the Gemara now. So let's go back to the first case of Shmuel. What was the first case of Shmuel again? Let's remember, three brothers, two of them are married sisters. So the two brothers, married sisters, died. So the Gemara Shmuel says, it's better to do chalitza to the non-sisters than to the sisters, because the sisters are achos chalutzaso. So now the Gemara says, why is the chalitza by the sisters problematic? Because it's all achos chalutzaso. So chalitza l'tzaros nami lo diftru achios, tavilu tzaros achos ishta bezika. But what do you mean? We've said all along in the whole Masechta that the co-wives, if there's a problem with this woman, there's a problem with her co-wives too. Tzaros erva, tzaros achos ishas achos lo hezeba olamo, tzaros everything. So here too, why are the tsaros any better than the achos chalutzaso? Just like achos chalutzaso is an issa d'rabbanan, shouldn't we assume that the tsaros of achos chalutzaso are also like them, and therefore there's no one better? They're both bad. They both have a low level chalitza. So why should one be better than the other one? Answers the Gemara: no, karsavar Shmuel ain zika. Maybe Shmuel. Oh, we didn't. Okay, I remember something. We'll say it later. Karsavar Shmuel ain zika. No, really, Shmuel Paskins ain't Zika. And therefore, there is no specific connection to the co-wives. Right, you do to one, but there is no connection. You don't say this is the tsaras of the achos chalutzaso, which will undermine everything in a minute. V'ha'amar Shmuel yesh Zika. What do you mean, Shmuel held yesh Zika? As Yisrael was about to ask. L'devrei Omer ain't Zika ka'amar. You're right, no. He's going, just like Rav was talking, within the other manda amar. Here too, Shmuel is within the other manda amar of ain't Zika. Yeah? Maybe they switched the shitas. The Gemara is assuming, based on the other sources that we had earlier, that they weren't switched. So says the Gemara, really Shmuel is holding Ein Zika. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. If Shmuel holds Ein Zika, what does that mean? That there's no such thing as each person being connected. Each woman being connected. So what's the whole discussion? Achos chalutzaso is a problem? There shouldn't be any question of achos chalutzaso. Right? Cholas v'achis, am I learning through tzaros? So then what's the problem with doing chalitza to the sister of the chalutz already? Why each of them is, that's a perfect, you could have done ibum. You could have done ibum to this woman. Forget chalitza. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishlama, let's think about the case for a minute. Bishlama tsara de Rachel lo tipater. Rachel and Leah, the two wives, two sisters of the brothers. Again, remember, just keep remembering the case. Repeat it 10 times. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Three brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, plus other wives. Reuven's married to Leah, remember the older sister. Reuven's married to Leah, plus other wives. Shimon is married to Rachel, plus other wives. So the Gemara just said that according to Shmuel, ain zika, and therefore the Gemara says you should do away with the whole concept of achos chalutzaso. So Levi should be able to do chalitza to Shimon's wife. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Bishlamat Sarah de Rachel, Loti Pater. I understand why the co-wives of Rachel. Rachel's the second marriage. Shimon's wife. Sarah de Rachel, I understand why that's a problem. The Kiva de Chalas Lalalea, the Hadar Chalas La Rachel, Havila Chalitza de Rachel, Chalitza Psula. Fine, the second woman's co-wives have a problem. Why? Because Mrs. Reuven already had Chalitza done to her. So now, Rachel and Rachel's wives, from the second marriage, that's achos chalutzaso. And the tsaros of achos chalutzaso, so that's nothing to do with yesh zika and ein zika. Yesh zika and ein zika have to do with achos zikukaso. So that's what falls by the wayside, if you hold ein zika. But, fine, bishlama, I understand why in the second marriage, they're all not a full chalitza, they're all inferior chalitza, because that's achos chalutza. So, remember, Levi did chalitza to Reuven's wife first, Mrs. Reuven, and now the second relationship, Mrs. Shimon plus Mrs. Shimon's co-wives, those are inferior. El etzara delea tipater. But in the first marriage, the chalitza was perfect. And if you don't hold it, if you hold Ein Zika, the co-wives should be fine. What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Milo niftru tsaros nami to ka'amar atzara de Rachel. You're right. When Shmuel says that lo miftru tsaros, it's only talking about Rachel's tsaros, not Leah's tsaros. Only from the second marriage. I've had tsaros ka'amar. It says tsaros plural. That's going to be both. Tsaros ta'amma, no, it means any tsaros, any co-wives in this situation. Ihachi chalatz, if that's true, chalatz latsaros niftur achios, vatsaros Rachel mi miftura. But then if that's true, that we are talking about only the second relationship of Shimon's wife who's Rachel, and those co-wives, so then why should the co-wives be patterned by the chalitza done to the sister, to Rachel? But now we learned in the Mishnah later on, Aser Adam Bitsaras Krovas Chalutzaso. A person is Aser, just like Achos Chalutzaso has a problem, the Tsara of Achos Chalutzaso has a problem. So, what was Shmuel assuming? Shmuel was assuming that the sister had a worse Chalitza that was possible with her than the co-wives. But even the co-wives are just as bad. The Mishnah says, the Tsara of Krovas Chalutzaso, which is here, again, Mrs. Reuven was the first sister that a chalitza done to her. Mrs. Shimon, who is Rachel, so she is Achos Chalutzaso. But the co-wives also should be in the same boat. So says the Gemara, two answers, and then there's a period. Hang in there. Number one, Shmuel Nami Hiskel Velo Hiskel Ka'amar. First answer is that we misunderstood what Shmuel's statement was. The first statement of Shmuel, we have three statements of Shmuel. The first statement of Shmuel did not mean if you choose a sister, that paters the tsaras. If you does not pater the tsaras. If you choose the tsaras, it doesn't pater the sister. So that's not what it meant. Shmuel meant hischel v'lo hischel ka'amar. The issue of Shmuel was, who should you start doing chalitza with? Again, you have Reuven and you have Shimon. They're each married to sisters plus other women. So Shmuel meant to say as follows: hischel ba'achyos, if Levi, the third brother, started to do his chalitzas with the sisters, right? He could have done the chalitza with the non-sisters. But if he chose to do chalitza with the sisters, lo yigmar betzaros, so then he's going to cause problems to all the co-wives, because the second part, in the second bunch, group of wives, there's going to be an achus chalutzaso, and then the tzaros of that achus chalutzaso are also going to be problematic. Ditznan aser adam betzaros krovas chalutzaso. But, and that's what the first line of Shmuel means. By chalatz la'achyos la'niftaru tsaros. If you start doing chalitza with, you choose the sister's route, so then that's going to ruin all, that's not going to be good for the other co-wives. But hiskel b'tsaros, but if you started with the tsaros, meaning Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, but you didn't do chalitza to the sisters. You chose Reuven's other wives. So then, yigmar apachios. So then, the second marriage, you could even do chalitza to the sister, to Rachel. Ditznan, because the Mishnah there says, mutter adam, bikrova saras chalutzaso. A person is allowed to do yibmar chalitza to the relative of the co-wife of your chalitz. Which again, just to put in, explain in our case. Reuven and Shimon are married. If you did chalitza to one of Reuven's wives who is not related to anybody in Shimon's family, you do it to one of the co-wives, so there's no problem to doing chalitza in the second case to Shimon's wives, even to the sister, because you didn't do chalitza to the first sister in the first case. So really, we misunderstood what Shmuel had said. Answer number one. Answer number two, and then there's a period. Rav Ashi Amar, again, the question is, why in the second, again, why does Shmuel say that the co-wives are any better? That's the question we're trying to answer. Aren't the co-wives just as usher as the Achos Chalos Usher herself? So answer number one was, we misunderstood what Shmuel said. Answer number two is no, and this Rashi already alluded to before. Rav Ashi Amar la'olam kita ka'amrit. Omishum, really, go back to how we understood it before. Omishum delo alima zika l'shvuyei l'tzara ke'erva. Really, co-wives and the woman herself are not the same. When you have a woman who's achos chalutzaso, that's a real problem. The sister of a woman who did chalitza to, that's a real issa d'rabbanan. The tsara of achos chalutzaso, it's a step removed. It's a step removed. Chazal, the Rabbanan, did not give the tzara of Achos Chalutzaso the same exact status of the Achos Chalutzaso herself. Period. We're going to bring a raya and reject the raya again, but this is, what have we said so far? Just to summarize, Shmuel had three statements. All, we focus on the first one, but really the yesod is all the same. And that is, if you have two possible chalitzas, Shmuel says, the better chalitza would pater the co-wives, the worse chalitza would not pater the co-wives. That's all we said so far. And we just had a give and take, back and forth, to explain that first statement of Shmuel. Okay, finishing up this sugya, and then the two dots is something separate. Tani kavasi de Ravashi. Chalatz, we want to bring a proof to Ravashi. Ravashi, who just said now that the tsaros of Achos Chalutzaso are better than the Achos Chalutzaso herself. You don't say that they're the same level of problem. Chalatz chalachios lo niftru tsaros, chalat tsaros niftru achios. We have a brisa that says that if you do chalitza to the sisters, the achos chalutzaso, the tsaros are not pottered, but if you had done it to the co-wives, the sisters would be pottered. My time alami shum deksavar yesh zika. Isn't that because, how we just explained it, that yesh zika velo alima zika l'shavuye l'tsara ke'erva? Isn't that because that the Achos Chalutzaso has a major problem with her chalitza, and therefore her chalitza won't help out the co-wives, but the co-wives don't have such a problem, and therefore they're usser, but it's not as usser, and therefore their chalitza wouldn't be deemed as problematic? So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's not a raya. Om Rabbi Abba Bar Marmol, Hamani Beishamahi, Ditznan Beishamahi Matir and Atzaras La'achin. No, maybe this is Beishamahi Shita who says, Tzaras are mutter. Forget a low-level usser. We had Shitas Beishamai in the first perek that you're allowed to marry the tsaros of an erva, let alone the tsaros of an achos chalutzaso. So, ihachi yibunam mitziabim. Okay, so even do yibum. Why does it say that you should do chalitza? The Gemara says, you're right. You could have said that, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's like the Durabanan that we had at the end of the first perek of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Da'amar, who said, Bo v'nesakin ha mitzaros yichotzes lo misyamos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to make sure that Beishamai and Beishilla could intermarry, and therefore he said, you know what, always do chalitza. Always do chalitza so you don't run into problems. Because according to Beishamai, you might run into Mamzeira's problems, Beishilla, other problems, so always do chalitza. So that's who this is talking about. Didn't we say then that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri never was able to enact his rule? He tried, but he didn't have time. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, Acharav Chazru V'tiknu. Sometime later, they reenacted. A later time, they did enact Rabbi Yochanan Menuri's din just to do chalitza. Period. End of this section. Commitment in Talmud Torah and in the Daf means we just gotta sometimes break our heads. Even though not every day is. Remember, we're in Nushim now. We're not in Moed. But again, it means we just gotta work a little harder. And we just got to try to get the esodos of what the Gemara is trying to tell us. Okay, that was Amud Aleph. Amud Beis. Ibai Lahu. Question. A little lighter for the second half. Ibai Lahu. Ba'alas haget u ba'alas hamayimer eza mehen kodemis. We're still talking about better or worse. Let's say a man has two yivamas that are possible to him. And there's a problem with both of them. Problem with both of them. The question is, which is the lesser of the problems? Ba'alas haget. A man gives a get to one of the women he's supposed to do Yibam or Chalitza to, which is wrong. What are you going to get for it? He gives a get, which Daraisa is meaningless, but Midrabanan, we say it passled this woman. Balas a get, ubalas a maimar. And let's say you did maimar to a certain woman, but now you're going to do Chalitza. You don't want to marry anybody. Is it better to do Chalitza to the woman who you gave the get to, or the woman who you gave the maimar to? In both of them, it's somewhat deficient. Why? You can't do yibum anymore. You still got to do chalitza. You still have to do chalitza. You can't marry anybody anymore, but you still have to do chalitza. So which would be better? Says the Gemara, ba'alas haget adifa, odilma ba'alas hamaymer adifa, mishum dekrova labia. Get discussed by the Rishonim exactly what is the suffix, but let's just say it as follows. Is the ba'alas haget adif? It's better to give to her. Why? Because she's already on her way out. You already did something to distance her from you. So finish it off. Do give her the chalitza, and therefore, because you've already been going in that direction. Or do you say, no, balas maimer adifa. Why is the balas maimer adifa? Because you have done something already with her that has strengthened your connection to her. So there's a really strong Zika now, right? Maimar, now that's usually the first step to Yibum. So because now you have a strong Zika, then Chalitza would really work on that one. Because Chalitza breaks Zika. So that's why, which is better? Is it better to give Chalitza to the Bailas Aget or to the Bailas Maimar? Again, the Ritva here has an important lashon. You can look at it, explaining the suffix as well. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Tashma, let's prove it. Umod Rabbi Gamliel. There's a Mishnah later on. Sheyesh get achar maimar, umaimar achar get. Rabbi Gamliel says that there is significance to a get after maimar. Meaning, if somebody gives maimar to a certain woman, and then he gives a get to that woman, it is significant. It is significant. Rashi explains here, Mahani get lifsol, you give a get to a different woman, you give maimar to one woman, and you give a get to a different woman, that get has significance to say now that your first maimar can no longer be turned into yibum. And you have to do chalitza. If you give a get to any of the women, even if you already had done maimar to one of the women, the get is powerful enough on a drabbanan level to pass over the whole thing. Umaimar achar get. And also, if you give a get to one of the women, a maimar following that also is already deficient. It doesn't work well, and therefore each affects the other one. So says the Gemara, Iget adif olahani maimar abasrei, v'maimar adif olahani get abasrei. If one of these is stronger and more effective than the other one, then the stronger one should make sure that the stronger one should be effective even without the other one. I mean, the other one shouldn't have any effects on it. So the Gemara proves that it must be, if you do mimer to a woman and you do get to a woman, it's the same thing. It's the same level, and that's why they each could affect each other. And that's, again, a mission that we're going to come back to later on. So there's no adifus to give it to the balas of mimer or the balas I get. Amarav huna amarav. Rav says, machlokes the following between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, coming up. Says Rav, bezachias yevamos, new case. Two sisters that are yevamos, shenaflu lefnei yavam echad. Again, three brothers, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon both died before anything happens. Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies. So now you have these two women here. Says the Gemara, chalitz l'rishona hutra, chalitz l'shnia hutra. If you do chalitza to the first woman, this is Reuven, she's off. Do chalitza to the second woman, she's free. What happens if Mesa Rishona? These two sisters, again, Reuven died and then Shimon died. And you have these two sisters here. But then all of a sudden, Mrs. Reuven dies. Could Levi do Yibam now to Mrs. Shimon? Or do we say, once, because at the moment that Mrs. Shimon became Zakuk, she was Aser, because she was Achozukukaso, she's always Aser. What do we say? Says Rav, Mesa Rishona, Mutter Bishniya. If Mrs. Reuven dies, so then Levi is allowed to marry Mrs. Shimon. The Ein Tzarich Lomar, Mesa Shniya, and surely in the other case, where Mrs. Shimon dies, and Mrs. Reuven is left, that for sure would be Mutter. Shemutter Rishona, why? Mishum, because the first Mrs. Reuven, assuming Reuven died first, Mrs. Reuven had a time, at the moment that she became a Yavama, she was Mutter. Then she became Aser, now she's becoming Mutter again. That's better than being Aser at the beginning. Mishum Dahavi Yavama, Shehutra V'Nasra, V'Chazra V'Hutra, Tachzer Latei Harishon. A Yavama, that at the moment she became a Yavama, was Mutter to do Yibum, and then a problem came later, if the problem is removed, so then we would say that she can now do Yibum again. That is the Shita of Rav. It does not matter which of these women dies. Once the woman dies, the other one now could do Yibum. Just like, by the way, just like Achos Ishto. Right? Achos Ishto, if a man's wife dies, so then he can marry the sister. That's the only one by marriage that changes after death. Just like Achos Ishto becomes Mutter, so too Achos Zugugaso becomes Mutter, says Rav. Yeah.
Rav holds eight Zika, so what should matter in the first sister and the second sister?
So maybe he's talking about Laman Damar Yesh Zika, you always have that option out. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says no, only in one direction. Mesa Shnia Mutter Barishona. If Mrs. Shimon dies, then Mrs. Reuven becomes Mutter. Why? Because at the moment that Mrs. Reuven became a Yavama, she was Mutter. Aval Mesa Rishona Aser Bishnia. But if Mrs. Reuven dies, then Mrs. Shimon stays Aser. My time, why? She call Yavama, she ain't any Koreba, Bishas Nefila, Yavamo Yavo Aleha. Any Yavama that cannot do Yibum at the moment she becomes a Yavama, Harezuke Eshas Ach, she Eish Labanim, Vaasura. So we give her the status of an Eshas Ach that has children, meaning Yibum is off limits and she's Aser forever. Meaning you look at the Shas Nefila. Says the Gemara 1 minute for Rav, lest lehi svara. Rav does not hold of his svara. Rav says that even if there's a problem at the moment of the Zika that starts, you still, you know, it could become mutter later on. The Amar Rav, Rav also agrees to it. You don't even have to have the inference. He says it beferish. Kol isha she'ein any kori b'abshas nefila yivamo yabo aleha. Any woman who has a problem at the moment of her shat nefila zika, harei hi ke'eshes ach she'esh labanim yasura. So Rav says beferish, agreeing to that din of Rabbi Yochanan. So how could Rav say that Mrs. Shimon could become mutter if Mrs. Reuven died? Mrs. Shimon had a problem at the moment she became a Yavama, because she was already Achos Zukukaso. So how could, just after Mrs. Reuven dies, how could Mrs. Shimon become Mutter? Says the Gemara, there's a big difference between this case and a case, for example, of Achos Ishto. Hani mi lehecha dekoi ba'apa isra Achos Isha da Raisa. Aval hacha zika derabananhi. When do we say that if she becomes mutter later on, so then it doesn't matter, she's usher. That's only if you have a problem like Achos Isha. Achos Isha, meaning if Reuven's brother dies, so then Reuven is, again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they're married to two sisters. Reuven dies, so now Shimon does not have to do Yibam to that other woman because it's Achos Ishto. So let's say then his wife dies. So we still don't have to do it, because once you say it's Aser. That's in the world of Daraisa. But what's this case? Mrs. Shimon had a problem at the moment she became a Yavama. Why? Achos Zikukaso. That's Isser Drabanan. Isser Drabanan. Isserim Drabanan don't last. Isser Drabanan, once it's removed, then she's allowed to do Yibam. But again, it's an important yesod of, you look at the moment of the Nefila Zika, at least on a Daraisa level. If there's a problem then she's always Aser. If it's Mutter then, even if it becomes problematic later, if it then becomes back mutter, becomes mutter again, so then everybody would agree that that is mutter to do Yibam too. Okay, we'll stop here and by the Eisvei, and we will continue. Okay, again, there's more to say, but again, some Dafim and Yivamis, just got to focus on the Gemara Rashi to try to get through the pshat. Okay.